Then it's past eight on, well, you know, it's Wednesday, the day before the first Thursday. And first Thursday at the Lifestyle Center has become somewhat of a party. And one of the movers and shakers behind the party organization is Sarah O'Reilly, who curates the beautiful art at the studio at the studios. Isn't that interesting? The studio at the studios.
Exactly.
So what have we got to look forward to this week?
Thank you, Dave. So this week we are launching our new exhibition, and the title of that exhibition is Revival. And
can I get an amen? Revival!
Yeah! Oh, I think we're all needing it, hey? I think this time of year, hey, you know, we hit a bit of a slump of like the chaotic rush towards the end of the year.
In other parts of the country, it is the bleak midwinter.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're desperately looking for the first buds of spring
exactly.
to pop out. But here in KZN, we don't really.
Not really,
I mean,
no.
we get a little chilly, but not nothing like, ooh, I was in Cape Town for a couple of days. It was enough.
Oh, yeah. No. That's enough to send you straight back.
Yeah.
So we've got an exhibition with the theme Revival. And, the exhibition's focus is about that ability in art to restore people, whether as the creator, as the viewer. There's an amazing opportunity to feel that sense of new life, to be restored, to have new energy, you know?
Mm. It's an interesting process, and I often reflect on the nature of the because all art, and I stand by this, all art is generally communicative. It by nature
yes.
of the form is really irrelevant. It is a communication process.
100%, yeah.
And there is where the magic lies, because it's never the same twice.
No.
Hey, that's the interesting thing. I mean, you as the artist might create a work, and I will look at it with fresh eyes, and
yeah.
I will see something else that you possibly yeah. didn't as the creator. Everyone has
yeah.
got their own interpretation, and in that sense, I suppose a good work lives forever.
Yeah, and I think the beauty of it as well is each individual who experiences that work, depending on where they're at when they meet that work, is going to have a completely
and
different experience.
And isn't it interesting that some really dark tonal work can be extremely uplifting for some
exactly,
people,
yeah.
and for others it can be immensely depressing.
Yeah.
Hey? And there's no, it doesn't really matter
yeah.
as long as it moves you in a certain direction. And
yeah.
if you are uplifted and you desperately want it and you acquire it and you
yeah.
love it, that's all that counts. If
yeah.
people walk into your home and are instantly, you know, off for therapy afterwards, well, that's
yeah.
their problem, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's the beautiful thing about art, whether it's a positive response, an uncomfortable response, it's that communication.
Yeah.
That's the intention, is that it should call you to consider.
Change your perspective, your
yeah.
status quo.
Yeah.
Call you for a little revival.
There we go.
See, I mean, I'm one of the, I must say, I'm very guilty of, I don't like stuff that disturbs me. I'd like to be safe and secure.
Yeah.
And the said, but it's often what disturbs you that gives you the incentive to change and to grow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not comfortable to look at things that reflect on the sadness of
yeah.
the human condition.
Yeah.
But if you are made aware of it and saddened by it, you might be tempted to do something positive to change things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, I think it's the reality of our world right now. There's so much sadness and so much going on.
And isn't it true that you can take the sadness and create from that something beautiful that inspires people
yes.
towards striving to be better.
Yeah.
You know, I look
definitely.
At the situation in the world, I'm sure you do too, the horror of what's happening in
yeah.
various parts of the world, and you think, surely, we you know, after all that the humanity has been through, to go to be going through it yet again, surely we are bigger and better than this. Surely we need to
yeah.
change. And yeah, I mean, it's a discussion that is very uncomfortable to have.
Yeah.
And people take entrenched positions and then become quite belligerent. And ultimately, don't we all want the same thing?
Yeah.
Don't we all want to be loved and accepted and respected and recognized? And status is important. We all want the same.
Yeah.
But we just go about it from fundamentally different directions.
Yeah.
So the art world is one that reflects whatever is happening. And
yeah,
what
exactly.
Your current artworks, are they new artists?
So we've got a mix, as always. Some of our firm favorites. We've got Jane Digby, Gift Lamini, who are two of our best sellers. And then we have got some new artists as well. A young printmaker from Johannesburg, Joshua Maharaj, as well as a painter, Sokumzi Mgumeni, from also from Johannesburg, but both ex-KZN.
So you're featuring work from a broader spectrum now, not only hyper-local.
So definitely still, I'd say 80% very local.
Okay.
Last exhibition we had sort of two from Cape Town, so yeah, but keeping it local, but also just trying to, you know, keep it exciting and bring in some new visuals.
You see, I like that. I think you're talking to a community of interest rather than a hyper-local community, because
yes,
we are growing constantly, and ultimately the brand Bolito is much bigger than just the little town that is
it
trying.
It once was, yeah.
The little engine. Yeah. I mean, you just to hop on a plane and fly over Bolito. You yeah. see how small it still is.
It's crazy.
We're tiny. We really don't have the market yet for big stuff.
Mm.
But by combining what we have and taking it to the community of interest, in other words, people that are interested in the life and style of Bolito,
yes. yeah.
which extends all the way through to the bigger major yeah. metros, and by finding those touch points,
yeah.
that becomes really exciting.
Exactly.
Mm.
One other exciting offering that we have this exhibition and on First Thursday is we actually are also exhibiting a specifically created range of clothing that has been made for the theme of revival by designer Disco Dawn. And that collection will be displayed on as a fashion show on Thursday night at First Thursdays.
How exciting.
So that's also going to be really exciting. And she's also collaborated with Suchi, another local artist, who's done work into some of the pieces. So it's going to be a really exciting, different experience.
So that's tomorrow.
Yes.
And along with that goes the regular wine tasting
yeah.
and the food that comes with the opportunity to meet and mingle with lovely people who have a common interest in beautiful things.
Exactly.
And generally speaking, it is a party. It's very popular.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you have not yet been to a First Thursday at the studios, what is a good time to get there?
So we have our locals who are coming, you know, every month are there.
They're
from about 5 p.m.
I would say
to book their tables.
2 o'clock, they're really hovering.
Yes, yeah, because you can't make a booking, so you have to. It's like a first come, first
it's
serve
like
with the tables.
Those lounges at the pool.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, anytime sort of from 5:30 onwards, the vibe is there.
Well, you can send your designated booker
there
to
we go
and sit at a table.
Yeah, yeah.
there are ways and
yeah,
means. So it's an early evening, and,
yeah.
and generally speaking, that's the way.
And ends at 8, so yeah.
That appeals to the lifestyle. I think people early rises
yeah.
and get to bed at a reasonably early hour
yeah.
to stay fresh and fabulous and beautiful. You need your beauty. So First Thursday, this Thursday, tomorrow at the Lifestyle Center at the studios, where Sarah and her team are waiting to welcome you to yet another fabulous new display of art and beauty and fun. It's all very fabulous. Thank you for sharing that on the morning show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I look forward to seeing your new curated exhibition.
Thank you.
I'll pop across there shortly. Yeah, I also want to be revived.
And the morning.